The International Atomic Energy Agency has said Iran has begun making nuclear fuel at its underground uranium enrichment plant. The IAEA also said Iran had started up more than 1,300 centrifuge machines in an accelerating campaign to lay a basis for industrial-scale enrichment in the Natanz complex. The UN Security Council has demanded an enrichment halt over suspicions that Tehran's declared civilian nuclear fuel project is a cover for mastering the means to build atomic bombs. A senior lecturer in Islamic studies at the University of Edinburgh is Dr. Andrew Newman. He spoke to us about Iran's nuclear capabilities.
There has been an increasing amount of information coming out from Iran about their ability to and the fact that they have started going into the enrichment of uranium process to the point where people are beginning to worry about Iran going further than it said it wanted to go, which is producing nuclear fuel to compensate for declining oil reserves and such, and possibly going beyond that into nuclear weapons. And there's an awful lot of propaganda flying back and forth, but technically speaking, I think that one has to distinguish between what they are actually capable of and what is the sort of information that is being given out. There's certainly a chance that Iran has made some immense technical leaps in the last couple of years, of which we are unaware, but I think one is trying to find really the very hard evidence here. So, again, going into further technicalities about this sorts of thing, I think we're looking for the evidence and trying to find out what is actually happening here. And technically speaking, I think there is something going on, but not to the capacity where realistically one's going to have a bomb next week, no.